Emails released last week that Dr. Anthony Fauci sent during the early stages of the coronavirus outbreak have led to a new round of misleading posts on social media. PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols sets the record straight in this week's Can You Handle the Truth segment. He spoke with Cap Radio's Randall White.
Chris, tell us how these emails came to light. One of the misleading claims is that they were somehow leaked. Tell us what you found.
Hey, Randall, that is one of the claims, and it's wrong. Fauci, who is the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, wrote these emails in the winter and spring of last year, but they were not released through some unsanctioned or underhanded way. Instead, the federal government provided these emails to the Washington Post and to BuzzFeed after they filed Freedom of Information Act requests. And that act gives the public the right to request access to records from any federal agency. The news outlets then published many of these emails in their news reports.
PolitiFact fact-checked a few more questionable posts tied to these emails. Some focus on Dr. Fauci's early recommendations on masks. Tell us about those.
Well, these claims make the false argument, one that we've heard a lot of over the past year, that masks are ineffective in preventing COVID-19. They essentially say Fauci lied to the public about masks, and they take them out of context. They do this by citing one of his emails from early February last year, where he recommends mask wearing only for people infected with the virus.
But back at that time, isn't that what most public health experts were recommending, that people should not wear masks unless they had symptoms?
That was the consensus, and mask wearing was not common until later on. The guidance from Fauci and other experts changed in April last year as more evidence about the virus and its transmission emerged. That's when mask wearing was widely recommended. It came after clearer findings that showed the virus could be transmitted by people who showed no symptoms.
There's another false claim that says the emails show Fauci lied about hydroxychloroquine. That's the drug used to treat rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, but is not a proven treatment for COVID-19, according to public health officials.
That's correct. And it's also the one that former President Trump famously touted. And the emails show that Fauci did express interest in the drug early on, but he also said that more data was needed to prove whether it was effective. So his comments in the emails line up both with what he said in public and with the scientific consensus on the drug.